Welcome to the Talk Floor Podcast, where we talk all things flooring. And now, your host, Beth Miller.
Today, I am speaking with Amy Costello, Sustainability Manager, and Kayla Lowry, Research and Development Manager, both with Armstrong Flooring. In October 2019, we reached out to the pair to talk to Amy about her role in the company, her sustainability goals, and touch on her memories upon entering the workforce and the lack of women in her profession. Kayla discussed her very expedited start with Armstrong when in only 1 year she was placed in charge of a $500,000 project that was to become the lab she now manages. I reached out for an update on how the last 2 years have impacted the company's sustainability efforts, its product development, and get their opinions on how women's roles in the flooring industry are shifting. You say what I'm trying to do is integrate sustainability into everything that we do, into all of our existing business functions, so that it's not an extra add-on or an afterthought, but it's just part of our culture and the way that we do business. So with that in mind, how has this changed or been impacted over the past 2 years? You know, have you seen a slowing down, or, you know, have there been some unforeseen advantages?
Yeah, no, we are definitely making progress on our efforts to embed sustainability into all of our business functions. And this year, we launched a new 2.5 millimeter LVT product, which had a 31% lower carbon footprint than our traditional 3.2 millimeter LVT product. And you might say, oh, well, of course it has a lower carbon footprint. You know, you reduce the amount of materials, it's thinner. But it wasn't just reducing the materials. By reducing those materials, you also reduce the amount of energy that it takes for it to go down our manufacturing line. There was less waste generated, less packaging required to package the product, and you can even ship more in the truck. So this was the first time that our marketing team had really actively marketed, you know, a physical attribute that was controlled really by our operations team and our products team. And this might sound trivial, but I think it was really getting the team, the larger team, to realize the connectivity between you know, their efforts. What happens at the plant actually has an impact on the product and you know, the sustainability attributes of those products. And I think every employee, it really helped bring that to the focus that every employee can contribute to the sustainability of our products.
Have there been questions concerning durability with it being thinner, a thinner product?
No, it's actually got the same performance. That's the beauty of it. So we've made it better from a sustainability standpoint, but we're still providing that same durability and that same performance as our previous product. But we have this really nice story, and I think this is really important. You know, as we are, I really think this will help accelerate us as we move down our sustainability path. The other really big thing that I'm super excited, and I just talked to our CEO and he gave me the green light. Yay, I'm so excited. We officially will be launching, you'll see it probably next week because I will get it out the door, we've done our first third party assured GRI sustainability report this year. So we will be publishing that in days. And this report really highlights all of our sustainability initiatives. And, you know, we also went to that extra effort of having a third-party company, you know, assure our data. So, you know, basically verify that our greenhouse gas data, our energy data, all the things that we were saying in the report, they went through the process of assuring it. And it was kind of awesome because staff from across our global enterprise, you know, from manufacturing to human resources, our supply chain, everybody came together and everybody owns kind of part of this report. And what I did is I took all of that information and I kind of put it together and highlighted all of our stories, all of our sustainability efforts, and really our strategy from a sustainability perspective and put it into this report. So I'm really excited. I've been wanting to do an actual sustainability report since I came to Armstrong, and I'm really excited that it's actually coming to fruition.
All right, Kayla, I'm going to shift gears to you.
Ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Do it.
All right. So you say in regards to your 2019 Step Ahead Emerging Leader Award, I love that I was able to be with a group of women that are passionate about what they do. They are absolutely influential, and they're definitely trailblazers for the next generation. Now, I kind of ask a lengthy question for you, but how have the past 2 years changed the trajectory for young women looking to enter the science field?
Yeah, so it's a really interesting question, because obviously there's been a lot happening in the world in general. Yes.
But I actually think there's a huge advantage for women right now. Okay. And that being in the midst of chaos and change, most of the time, being able to amp up that empathy is really beneficial. And that is something that women absolutely bring to the table, typically, is just bringing that empathetic character and being able to relate to people and understand in times of challenge what's actually needed. Kind of cut through the chaos and be able to see that clear picture of what actually needs to be the next step. And of course, that's certainly something that either a male or a female could bring to the table. But just in general terms, it's something that women are typically pretty good at.
Yeah.
So I think there's actually a huge advantage for us right now. Now, that being said, it is also a very challenging time for those that are working from home. So myself, I have three small kids. I actually had my youngest right at the start of the pandemic. So having to manage everything at home on top of managing everything at work brings its challenges for sure. So, and again, I don't necessarily think that's an advantage or disadvantage for women because it can affect both spouses right. in a family household. But it certainly is a challenge that we have to address. So I think one of the keys for me, and especially I just took over as the chairperson of our WIN, our Women's Initiative Network, is actually drawing us back into the work environment, back into the office. I mean, especially for Armstrong, we've got this great facility now, actually having those connections, not just through a screen, but one-on-one, I think is incredibly important. So that's going to be a really big key, I think, in kind of thriving and striving through the next couple of years.
So this is for both of you. And I think it's interesting what you said about women and empathy, because something that I'm even noticing just through these conversations that I'm having with women in the industry is that we're willing to have these conversations. So do you feel that that's something that has just really gained momentum over the last 2 years or maybe last five? I mean, I don't know. What do you see as a time frame for that?
I think it definitely has gained momentum, and I've got a little bit longer history than Kayla. I mean, I think there's been a shift in women in positions of power in the workplace. I mean, I've been in the AEC industry for over 30 years now, and when I started my job in engineering, I was it. I was the only woman that was not an admin, they called them secretaries at the time. I was the only woman that was not in that administrative role. And I went on to be the only woman, you know, that was like a manager in my division. And, you know, and it was kind of odd. And today that, you know, women are not alone in the industry. I mean, I've got Kayla, I look at all the women that work at Armstrong Flooring, and it's awesome. You know, there used to be a good old boy network. I think it still exists to some extent, but today women have their own networks and they're very open to helping each other achieve new heights. And I think as more women are in the workplace, I think those networks are expanding and they're gaining momentum and really they're becoming more powerful.
Yeah, and I'll add that it's just certainly not just women in the workforce that are allowing us to do that. I mean, we do have great mentors and great support systems. Michelle Vermette, he's very, you know, he tells us all the time that he's all about women and empowering women. And he's actually specifically placed some women in places of power within our company in the last, 18 months or so that he's been with us. So that's a huge advantage. I mean, I think that in general, that good old boys club that Amy was referring to is becoming less and less apparent across companies.
Absolutely. Definitely.
I also think that women are just, honestly, we're becoming more empowered and we want more and we're more driven and we are pushing. I don't want it to sound like, you know, there's opportunities are just there now.
Yeah.
They're not. I mean, we're pushing in. We are working hard to get there. So I really think that's one of the biggest changes in my eyes, that it's not about being necessarily, say, a stay-at-home mom, nothing against that, of course, but there's more women who want to push into the workforce and push farther up the chain.
One of the things that you'll see if you really read the fine details of our sustainability report is Armstrong Flooring actually pays men and women equally. To me, I was really excited that I worked for a company that, you know, paid men and women equally. to Kayla's point, I mean, our executive team, our executive leadership team, I mean, women are very prominent on our executive leadership team. And that's something that in the past with our past CEOs, women were not on the executive leadership team. So it's kind of exciting to see that and to see women that we've worked with for years, you know, make it, you know, and get those roles. And it's exciting.
So if you were speaking to other women in the industry that are, you know, looking to kind of work their way up, what kind of advice could you give them as far as advancement?
I think the most, I'm going to jump in really quick, but I think the most important thing is for women not to stay in their track. I mean, I learned this from my very first job. I worked for probably 7 years and I thought I knew everything. And I did know everything about my role, but I think it's a responsibility of each individual, whether men or women, for them to branch outside what they're doing and to try other things and to figure out how their job fits into the greater company that they're working for. And I think that will make you such a stronger employee to be able to understand how you fit and all the different cogs that are in that organization.
All right, Kayla, what about you?
So I'll say two things. Piece of advice that was given to me was that if you're offered a seat at the table, use it. So when you're sitting in a meeting, in a conference room, wherever it may be, if you've been invited there, there's a reason for it, so speak up. I think that's a hard one that sometimes folks don't feel like, especially if it's in a high power meeting, you don't feel like you necessarily should be speaking up, but you're there for a reason, to use it. And then the other one for me is just get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Oh,
so there's a lot out there that makes people uncomfortable, but that truly is the opportunity for you to grow and to discover something either professionally or personally. So being uncomfortable is a good thing. So use it to your
advantage. It's a learning experience opportunity. And there's so many opportunities, even if it's not in your own organization. I mean, there are so many, like, you know, associations and chapters and different groups that, and I'm our sustainability manager, and you know, our local chapter, they're always looking for people to be on the board of directors of our local chapter, and those are opportunities for people really to gain that experience. So good. Well, thank you for
thank you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. That's Amy Costello and Kayla Lowry with Armstrong Flooring, and this is Talk Floor.